Okay, let's begin. Okay, I want to dedicate today's shir, tomorrow's shir, to the 6 million Yidim that were killed by the Nazis in Yimach Shamam. May the neshama go to the highest points of Gan Eden. And we, like I mentioned before, if you can make tonight, you show some, concretize it in your schedule. Okay, I want to begin with the following, okay? We got a lot to see, there's other shir. First thing I just wanted to begin with is a one ha'ara from yesterday that we didn't have time to mention. And the Maskanas of Gemara was that the Lulav really, in essence, the Hadas and Aravos only have to be 2.5 Tfachim. You remember that from the Maskanas of Gemara? And it's no problem if you round up L'chumra. Remember that's what the Gemara said? The Gemara said, if you're Lodak L'chumra, that's fine. There's no problem if you round up L'chumra. Rounding up L'chumra is totally fine. Because, you know, what do you have to lose? And the Gemara says, therefore, Lodak L'chumra means we have no problem if you round up L'chumra, meaning really you require only 2.5 Tfachim, but we bump it up to 3. Okay, so what's the big deal? You require 3, that's fine. The Gemara had a Havami we learned yesterday, which was that if you round up downwards, then you're being L'kula, and that's not right. So if you're going to round up, no problem, you're going to round up L'chumra. So, I wanted to just mention, the Aruch Lanier had a very strong kasha, which I thought was a great kasha. And he asked that, you know what? There's going to be a tremendous kula, because it's much harder to find a hadas that is 3 than 2.5. Isn't it much harder to find something that has higher than lower? If you require 3 rather than 2.5, there are people going to give up, and they're not going to be notable anything. So why do you say that nothing bad is going to come out of that? There's a tremendous kula might come out of that, in the sense that what? That people that don't find hadasim that are 3 high will just, you know, say, forget about it, I won't do it. So what did you defeated the purpose by going from 2.5 to 3. What about a guy that doesn't find one that's 3? So that was the Aruch Lanier's kasha. I want you to get that kasha. We mentioned some of what we did from yesterday. We didn't finish. The Gemara said that there's no problem rounding up. Rounding down was a problem. So it really required 2.5 tefachim for the hadas. We bumped it up to 3. Rav Tarfon said in the Maskanas of Gemara. So the Baruch Lanier says why? That's also going to come out of problems. It's much harder to find the one that's 3 that's 2.5. So if a guy doesn't find 3, he won't do it at all. When the Ikra didn't really, the shear was 2.5, and you could have found something 2.5. So that's the kasha that he asks. So the Sefer Emek Sukkah says, you know what, L'halacha, and we learned this already, L'halacha, if you don't have kosher minim, if you don't have the right minim in front of you to shake for the arba minim, you know what you do? What do we say you do? You grab and you know to the psulim. You know to whatever you have. So therefore, it will not be yotzei l'kula, because we assume the fellow that will not find a hadas of 3 will find one of 2.5 and will shake that as well. So it's not that it's going to turn out that the guy's not going to be shake anything. If he doesn't find the one that's 3, he'll find the one that's 2.5 and he'll shake that as well. So it's not going to be a terrible avla, a terrible iniquity that emerges from this, and that guy's not going to be notal anything. Because we have a general mandate that if you have no other things around, you will notal the psulim. You'll notal the ones that are puzzle. So whether you get a kiyuma mitzvah or whether you do it to remember a zecher, that you won't forget about the mitzvah, at least you're going to do something. So therefore, that's the answer that the Emek Kesukis wants to say to answer up the kasha of the what of the Aruch Lanier. I thought it was a very interesting kasha. So that's what I want you to get that din about, that we round up l'chumra. Okay, l'chura, like the Aruch Lanier asked, it should be a kula that comes out. Terence says it won't be a kula. A guy will not walk away with not being notal anything. He'll be notal something. He'll be notal even the psula. Okay, let's see the Mishnah here. Okay. Let's begin the Mishnah here on Lamed Bezim and Bez. Go ahead, Svi. Let's read the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Hadas HaGozel. Okay? So we did the Mishnah L'maisa. Then now the Mishnah discusses the din about what? The din about the Hadas. Okay? Let's see the din L'maisa about the Hadas. Okay? Let's see. Go ahead. See the Mishnah.
Hadas HaGozel Yavish Pasol.
So it says, a Hadas that's stolen is what? Hadas is stolen is Pasol. Why is a Hadas that's stolen Pasol? What's the reason why a hadas that's stolen is possible? Because why? Because you need to have what? You need to have lachem, right? And that din lachem applies not just by lulav, but applies by what? Applies by all the arba minim. Now, we had a machloikis on lamed amar aleph in the Amoroyim between Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, whether a stolen lulav on Yantav Sheni is good or not. Yes? The first sheet Rabbi Yochanan said it's possible because of mitzvah baba veira. The second day it said it was kosher, but tells Yotzu b'shol Yotzu nami v'gozel. And the stolen that same machloikis that appears in Amoroyim l'maisa will also be a machloikis l'maisa, also what? Also by the din of what? The din of a stolen hadas as well. Okay? So I want you to get that down. So when you talk about the din of a stolen hadas, it's a chisaron of lachem, but you got to plug in what's going to be on Yantav Sheni. So Yantav Sheni is going to be a machloikis, the same machloikis we had in the Gemara and Daflama by Luluv will apply to hadas as well. Okay? That's the din of halacha l'maisa by Gosel. Now it's interesting. It's interesting, halacha l'maisa, the Ravid points out here, and the Gemara says that an Arava Gzula is also stolen. The Tesis Rid points out the following kasha. I gave you the Tesis Rid on the Malfum base. The Tesis Rid asks, he says, why is there a psul of a Hadas Arava of a Gzula? Halacha l'maisa, how much are these things worth? They're worth less than a Shava Pruta. If they're worth less than a Shava Pruta, you can't take it to a guy to a din tire on it. There's a halacha l'maisa that something that's stolen, if it's a Shava Pruta more, you can take a guy to a din Torah. That's the expression, Yotze B'dayanim. That's the expression that we say that I can take a guy to a din Torah. These things are not worth a Shava Pruta. So therefore, if these things are not worth a Shava Pruta, they're not considered to be what? They're not considered to be stolen. So if you consider yourself physically that you actually stole the Hadas, it should still be mine. So halacha l'maisa, the guy can't come after me. So that's a very strong kasha that tells us right ask. He says, a Hadas, the assumption is a lulav is a little bit more expensive. Lulav is at least a shava pruta. But a hadas and a rava, I mean, these things are so minuscule. These things are not expensive at all. Why can't you say a stolen one should be what? Should be kosher, because it's not something that's considered to be subject to what? Subject to something that's stolen. So it's not a shava pruta. It's not a shava pruta. Then the din is it's not yotze b'dayanim. So why is that considered to be stolen? That's the Tesis Ritz kasha here on the mouth of the base. It's a very strong kasha. It's a very, very strong kasha. Even if I steal it physically, it's still mine. It's not Shava Pruta. You can't go, if I steal it from Yosef, you can't go after me. So he says a very interesting answer. He says, granted, I have no chiyuv to return it, because it's less than a Shava Pruta. But the halacha is that I myself was not koneh. Because since it's such a small thing, halacha l'maaseh, even though klape you, Yosef, it's not considered stolen, but klape me, halacha l'maaseh, it's considered to be stolen because why? I was not koneh. And until I'm koneh, it does not become what? Mine to become lachem. So I want you to get that. It's a very sharp answer to the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says, very beautifully, he says that I might not be identified as a gazlan, halacha l'maaseh, because klape what? Yosef, it's not stolen. But klape myself, I'm considered to be a gazlan. Because why? Because I wasn't koneh. And until I'm koneh, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be not mine, and it's not lachem. So that's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. The chiddush of the Tosfos Rid is, even though this chefsa itself, the hadas of the arav is less than a shava pruta, and it's not subject to kinyanim, that's exactly the point. Because it's not subject to kinyanim, it cannot be called mine, and it's deemed like I am considered to be a gazlan, and therefore I'm not yotzer. Even though l'maisa, I have no chiyuv to return it to you, I have no chiyuv bar hashava, and therefore klapi you, it's not considered to be stolen, but klapi me, the guy who took it, it's considered to be what? Stolen, because I did not make a kinyan. I'm not making a kinyan on something that's less than a shava pruta. I'll be it's not subject to something that can be acquired, which is a chiddush. But he wants to say that you cannot make a kinyan on something that is less than a shava pruta, and therefore we deem it as being stolen. Yes, Donnie, go ahead, real quick.
Is this seeing if there is a Yeshua or not Yeshua, regardless?
Yeah, regardless. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say I made a shinui in it by putting it into the Arba Minim, right? I put it into Arba Minim. So I put it into Arba Minim, that's called, let's say, a shinui mice.
Say, even more so, if it's just a small thing, then obviously the ball's going to have Yeshua.
Right, so I'm saying even without that, no matter what I do, it's a chefsa that's less than a shava pruta. So it's not subject that I can make a kinin and that it will be chav. And therefore, if I can't make a kinyan, it can't be chal, it never will be deemed mine. It won't be lachem, and therefore it's considered to me, for me to be stolen. And therefore I'm not yotze. Even though vis-a-vis Yosef, it's not considered to be stolen. Okay? That's the chiddush I want you to get. I gave you that Tosfos Rid on the mouth from the base. A very beautiful chiddush. Yeah, go ahead.
Does that mean that Lachem would also never apply to like, the original guy who's the hottest belong to? If it's not Shavu Pruta, does that mean it's also not his?
No, we consider it to be, once you put it in as the Arba Minim, Lamaisa, that itself would be considered to be have a value. Because you're saying, how could it ever be yours yourself? It's not a Shavu Pruta, you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you put all four together, then it's considered to be like that. That's what we would assume. But you're asking good, if you yotze b'zach or zeh, if you yotze one after another, you don't have to put all four together, you're saying, how could yotze, it's less than a Shavu Pruta? How could it, can I say it's mamashmai? How is it ever konin? So, I mean, I could give you scenarios where you actually bought a bunch, Lomais, or you bought it together. You could come up with a Ekatim. So you're asking, you're making a great Nakuda, that if I only bought one, how's that subject to a Kenyan that it was mamish mine, that I could be Konin? So that's a good Kasha, but the Pashas is that I could give you scenarios where that would be the case. Maybe in a Hanami. According to the Tosis Rid, I should make sure that I buy all four together. I buy a bunch of them, a bunch of my rubbers, to make sure I have it in a Hanami. Okay, it's a very good Nakuda. All right, Svi, go ahead, Vaitan. Let's go. Halacha l'maisa. One second. We should also point out by Yavish. Why is Yavish a problem? Why is Yavish a problem? So we learned, where do we learn that? On Laman Aleph from Aleph. That by Esrog it says, Priyetz Hadar, or Makish Lulav Esrog. So the Ran says that applies to a Hadas Yavish as well. Okay? Even though Rashi and the Mishnah, what did Rashi and the Mishnah say? Why is the Lulav a Yavish puzzle? He had his own reasoning of what? He said, Zeke Levan Deyu. He said, Zeke Levan Deyu. That's no longer the mitzvahs. But the pashtus is that Rashi ties his ass on him. But that's the reason why the Tzul of Yavish is a problem. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
To answer the Tosos Grid, can you also say that there is a Maisa Avera, and therefore that makes it like a mitzvah Baba Avera? It doesn't need to necessarily get into the detail of the...
Could be. But if you hold mitzvah Baba Avera, you want to be able to maz with this mishnah. You're saying good. Okay, it could be also mitzvah Baba Avera. You're saying good because you did an Isser. You did an Isser. So you didn't steal a Shavu Pruta, but you did an Isser Gneiva. But let's say if you don't hold like the sheets of mitzvah Baba Avera, so you still got to be mazed with this Mishnah. So that's why we'd like to say this pshat a little bit different.
So you can hold of it not being Lachem without it being, like in this case, without it being mitzvah Baba Avera. Like that would still be an issue of Lachem, even if it's not mitzvah Baba Avera.
Well, mitzvah Baba Avera will apostle even the first day. So you could say mitzvah Baba Avera. No, you're saying good. It doesn't have to be an issue of Lachem. Could be mitzvah Avera. I'm just saying, if you don't hold like the sheet is on mitzvah Avera, you still got to be mazed with this Mishnah. Yeah, and there's Lachem always is going to be a problem first day. But mitzvah Avera, as we learn the Gemara and Lama, could also possible the first day too. Just you need it for the second day onward. Okay, so that's the din halacha l'maisa. Okay, Viter, go ahead, Svi. Shalashera. Why is Shalashera a problem? Right? Because you have to burn it, right? So it's Ketutim Echta Shire, right? And the same din by Shira Irni Dachas. The din is you have to burn it, and therefore what? It has no shear because what? We pulverize it. So that's the din. Okay. Vite or not. Go ahead.
Nechtam Rosho, number 12. Rosho, you are not above Mirva, Mirva.
So what is Nechtam Rosho here? Nechtam Rosho is that the top is what?
Chopped off.
The top is chopped off. Correct. Everyone got that? The top, the stem of it is chopped off. Nechtam Rosho, the top is chopped off. Now, when you read this Mishnah, you have to keep in mind, and I want you to make sure you get this down in your notes, on Lama Dalin Mabez, Reb Tarfin says it's kosher. He says, Afilu Shlosha Ketumen, even if they're all cut off. You know, we know we need three Hadassim, right? You have two Aravas and three Hadassim. So Reb Tarfin says that it's kosher. So when you read this Mishnah by us on Lama Bez and Mabez, you have to keep in mind Reb Tarfin's opinion. Okay? The truth of the matter is, once you get this down, the Mechaber and the Rambam actually hold like Reb Tarfin, that if it's cut off, it's considered to be kosher. They hold against our Mishnah. However, the Ravid has a very famous comment in Perek Ches Halacha Hei and Uchos Lulav. The Ravid says, Ruach HaKodesh appeared to us in the Beis Medrash, in our Beis Medrash, and we hold that Nechtam Rosho is puzzle. It's a very, very, very... scary line of the Ravid. He says, the Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Beis Medrash. Ravid lived in the 1200s. And he says, it appeared in our Beis Medrash, and we hold that Nechtam Rosho is possible. That's why Nechtam Rosho has a lot of people know this din. But when you read this Mishnah, you have to keep in mind Lamadal and Biz of the Tarfon, and that's a Machlokes Mechaber in the Ram on one hand against the Ravid. Okay, and the Ramah writes, you really should not try to rely on the Rambam and the Mechaber. If you can find another Hadas, don't rely on the Hadas that's Nachtam Rosho. So I want you to get that. If you didn't get a chance, look up that Rive. It's a scary Rive. He says the Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Beis Medrash and told us what the din is. Okay? It's a very hard Rive because we have a famous principle in Bav Metzia of Lo B'Shamayim. Right? You're familiar with that principle that the Basco comes out and says who the Halach is like, we're supposed to ignore it. Lo B'Shamayim. The Gemara says above Metzia on the New Testament base. Between Tanrach Sanoi, between Vishu and the Chachamim. And the Basco came out, between Vishu and Belazar, the Basco came out. We don't pay attention to the Basco. Lo B'Shamayim. We have to figure out the Halach on ourselves. So what on earth is the Ravid saying that Ruach HaKodesh appeared? We don't paskin based on what? Nevuah. Ain't Navi Rishai Lechadish Dover Me'atik Marzit Shabbos Kuf Gimel. Navi came a Chadish Adin. So you have to say what he meant to Siyata Dishmaya. That they had a certain Siyata Dishmaya he felt strongly about, and he felt that Nachtam Rosha was possible. That's what he meant to say. He didn't mean like Nevuah or something like that. He meant Siyata Dishmaya. Okay. Very good. Okay, it's Vivaiter now. Vaiter in the Mishnah.
Where was that
right? Periches Halachahe in the Rambam. In Hilchos Luluf. Okay? Please, you look it up if you didn't look it up before. All right, go ahead. Yes. Or if you have more berries than leaves, the din is that it's possible. Yes? Because it's a chisaron of what? So that's what we have to see. So first of all, Nachtam Rosho, we said this is the din. The Rosh quotes B'Shem the Ravid. As I said, the top is cut off. What happens if the upper leaves are cut off? What's the din in that case? So the Rosh quotes here, in Simon Bey's B'Shem the Ravid, that it's kosher. So please get that. Nachtam Rosha is only the stem. But the leaves are cut off. The Rosh quotes B'Shem the Ravid, that it's kosher. Okay? And we had Lamaisa, if you think about that, that's much different than Lulav. Why is that much different than Lulav? Because by Lulav we said if the upper leaves are cut off, it's taka puzzle. Right? And the hottest is kosher until what? Until the stem is actually plucked off. So I want you to get that distinction between Lulav and what? Lulav and Hadas, according to Rosh B'Shem the Ravid. That's the Rosh B'Shem the Ravid. The Mihiri says, Yehuda, that it's the same din. The Mihiri writes, whatever you say about Lulav, you say about Hadas, we assume the same halacha. If Niktum Allah or El Alyonim, the halacha is that what? It'll be what? It'll be the same halacha. So I want you to get that. It's an important machloj you've shown in Rosh B'Shem the Ravid against the Mihiri. Do we assume that the only when the stem is cut off, is it what? Is it considered to be a psul like Abi Hadas, but it's kosher by Lulav? And if the upper leaves are cut off, that's fine by Hadas, but it's possible by Lulav. That's the Rosh B'Shem the Ravid. Miri says no. The same din applies by both. Allah Lamaisa. In Niktu Allah, Allah Yoinim, the Allah is that what? That it's possible by what? Possible by Lulav, it's possible by Hadas as well. Okay. Fine. That's the din, Allah Lamaisa. Now, what does the word Nifritsu Allah mean? Okay, we never skim anything. We got to make sure we know the din. What is Nifritsu Allah? What is Nifritsu? Most of the leaves fell off. Is that correct? Most of the leaves fell off. Yes? So it seems like what? What word would have been more appropriate? Instead of Nifritsu Allah. What word would have been more appropriate? Nifritsu. What is Nifritsu? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Uperet Karmacha. It says Niteret the Karmacha. Nifritsu Lomaisa. It's usually when the leaf is split. Not that it's been detached. So therefore, the Magen Mishnah, the Ritva I gave you, the Ritva, the Magen Mishnah, they all point out that if it means what? The leaves falling off, the correct Gerson Mishnah should be Nifritu, not Nifritu, Nifritu, from the word Peret Karmaka, which is the Pasuk in Chumash, Halach Lamaisa. But if you guys recall, you remember we had the Taisus on Chav Testament base? What did Taisus say on Chav Testament base, Dimaskol, Nifritu? What did he say Nifritu meant? Taisus said Nifritu over there by Lulav meant what? That the leaves were split. So the Ron says the same thing here by us by Hadas. Nifritu Allah means that each leaf is split into two. And the Miri says the same thing. Nifritu is Nitztaku. So it comes out, this is also a Machlekes Rishonim. Let's get it down. Nifritu, Rashi, the Magen Mishnah, and Ritva says the leaves fall off. No! Says the what? Says the Shittas HaTaisus that we had earlier. Taisus said what Nifritu meant, what it split? The leaves? It means the same thing here by Hadas. So it comes out, Lomaisa, that's what the Ran says. So you have a machlekes what? Rashi, the Ritva, and the Magen Mishnah on one hand, against the Ran, who's employing Taisus over there. So please get that machlekes in Yishonim. It's very, very interesting. The bottom line is the Rosh says in Siman Yud that Lomaisa, a Hadas, Evan agrees, is only possible if the leaves fall down. But he says if it's split, it's kosher. So the Rosh Lamaisa holds like what the first group of Rishonim that says Nifritzu Taka means the leaves falling off. Okay, but I want you to know that Machlokes, because the truth of the matter is you're translating the word differently. Nifritzu over there meant what? Split the leaves. And here it means Nishrulav, that the what? The whole leaves fell off. Apidin Halach Lamaisa. Okay? And the truth is, if you look closely in Rashi, right, what does Rashi say here? Rashi says, do you think Rove the leaves fell off or not? What do you say? Rove the leaves or not, Lamaisa? What do you say? So what did the Mishnah say later on, Alamed Gimel and Bez by Arava? What does it say later on, Alamed Gimel and Bez by Arava? Right? You guys learned it already. What did it say, Alamed Gimel and Bez by Arava? It says, Nifritzu Allah and Nishur Mixus Allah. So it's Mukach that what? Nifritzu means what? Rove. Doesn't it, Mukach, that Nifritzu means Rove? So why don't you get that down? The Kappas Tamarim says, it means Rove of the leaves have fallen off the Hadas. I thought it was a beautiful riot. Because the Mishnah Lamed Gimel and Bez says what? Nifritzu Allah by the Aravas, and it says Nifru Mixus. So obviously Nifritzu means Rove. So that's what the Kappas Tamarim wants to say, Pshat Lamaisa. So you got to put together all these Mishnayas. It's a very interesting din, Halach Lamaisa. But that's what? That's what this comes out, Al Pidin, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? So we have this halacha. It's interesting, though, that this last din here about the berries with the leaves is interesting. It says it's possible, right? So what's the pshat why it's possible? L'chur it's a chisorn and hadar. And hadar is needed by hadas as well. Not everyone agrees with that, okay? Not everyone agrees with that. Let's get that down. The last din about more berries and leaves, why is it possible? So poshup shot is because it's hadar. It's a problem of hadar. That's the poshup shot. That it's a poshup shot of hadar. And that's l'chura what we would assume here, halach l'maisa, by the berries. But the Ritvoa in Dirmaskal Toner Abonan, the Ritvoa l'maisa in Dirmaskal Toner Abonan says, it's interesting, api halacha, see, when you talk about these dinim of Nifritzu and the din of Naktam and Nifritzu, what is the chisarn? Poshup shot, the chisarn is because of hadas, because of hadar. But there is a din, the Ritva says, no, it's based on avos, which we're going to get to in the Gemara. What's avos? Avos has got to be plated. It's got to be meshulish. It's got to be tripled by the same vertex. So it's possible to say, this is what I want you to get, that the Ritva comes along and he says, Nifritzu alav is not a problem of hadar, but it's a problem of that it's not avos. That's what he wants to tie in. A hadas that Nifritzu alav is not called avos. Poshup shad is a problem of hadar. But he has a new pshat of what the din is, halacha l'maisa. So that's a segue into why the what? Why the berries? More berries and leaves. Why are more berries and leaves considered to be a problem? So the Gemara has, that's only if there are black berries or red berries, because it's like striped. It's like the hottest is striped. But you're dealing with green berries, it's kosher. So Rashi says, because it's hadar, the chisarn is hadar. But if the green berries, it's fine. So you see again, this reasoning, that the berries and the leaves is a din of what? Din of hadar. That's why you can machak in the color of berries. If the berries are green, it's not a problem. It still looks nice. Whereas the Yushalmi says the reason it says lekachtem lachem priets hadar, va'anaf it's avos, that a hadas you have to take the anaf and not a pre. So a hadas that has more berries than what? Than the leaves is considered a pre. So it's like I'm grabbing the pre. And that's considered to be a problem. I have to be what? Dafka, if they're black or they're red, it's considered to be what? Considered to be a pre. That's what the Shartzian says. So this is what I wanted you to get. Again, two different reasons why the last din is puzzle. More berries and leaves either because of hadar or either because of the issue of what I'm grabbing a pre and not a what? Eights avos.
What does Ritva say to
the Ritva? The Ritva says because of the din of avos, Donnie. It's a din of avos, not a din of hadar. It's not a din of hadar.
Where does Rashi say hadar?
Rashi said, L'maisa l'amed gimel l'med aleph. And also on Chav Tesim at base.
No, because on Yud Aleph he says Benumar, not Hadar.
I understand that, but I'm saying Chav Tesim at base by Lulav, he says Noktam Rosh and Nifritzu Lulav is because of Hadar. And we know the Chisarn of Hadar applies by Hadas. Look at Rashi Lamed Gimel Avdir Maska Barosh. Rashi there also seems to say it. So you see that what? You see that Rashi seems to say it's an issue of Hadar. Okay?
Rashi says Lav Hadar, but it's not Hadar, it's not Din.
That's the reason why Lav Hadar, you don't fulfill the Din of Hadar. So that's a machlokes Rambam rival with it. Hadar we learn is on the first day or all the last days. The Rambam says it's only on the first day, the requirement of Hadar. Okay, so we read the end of the Mishnah.
Well,
Okay, let's go. We got to move. Go. Vimi what? Vimi what? Oh, so you're not allowed to what? You're allowed to take the berries off before Yontov, but if you do, you're not allowed to do it on Yontov because it's considered a Misakin Kli. And you're not allowed to Misakin a Kli. Allah lemaisin, it's asur min rabbanon. The Mordechai says it might be asur min atayra because you're doing l'shem the mitzvah. If you're doing l'shem the mitzvah, it might be a problem. Allah lemaisin, might be a problem. Allah lemaisin. So the ale hadas are mispatel in the berries. If you have more berries, so it's considered to be what a berry. So therefore, you got to take it off before yontif. If you take it off on yontif, this is rabbanon tikkun mana. The Mordechai, please get this, holds it's an isid yiraisa to tikkun mana. Okay, very good. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead, see. Let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Oh, now what happened? What do you need?
The leaves cover it.
Correct. The leaves have to cover what?
The branches.
Enough of the branches have to cover the wood. Go ahead. Dezahu. It's got to be a hadas. That's the din of a hadas. Okay? Good. Go ahead. Maybe it's olives. Go ahead. You require avos v'leke. It has to be plated. It's got to be a vertex. Now get this down. What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds, we're going to see this in the Tosis, but Rashi holds that the three leaves come from one point on one side. That's Rashi Shita. Tosis says it's impossible. We don't find that at all. So it means they have to be on the same line. But they don't have to come from the same point, the same vertex. So that's a machlekes Rashi Tosis, no mais on this din. Okay? Go ahead, frek the Gemara. Maybe it means a chestnut. Go ahead.
Be'inan.
It has to cover the wood, and here by a chestnut tree, it doesn't. And therefore, since it's a hefsik, lemaisa, it doesn't cover it. Therefore, the din is it's not good. Go ahead. Be'ema. Maybe it's herduf. So we discussed that at great length, right, on Amud Aleph. That the Torah would not require what? Let's see Rashi on that. Go ahead. Darkei Noam. You see, the Hirduf fulfills the din of what? It's definitely braided, right? It's definitely covered it. So why is it not good? Go ahead, Rashi. Darkei Noam. It cuts your hand with thorns. Go ahead. Its tops are like sharp, like a needle. Okay. So if it cuts you, Hashem would never require you to take an item that is what? That's going to injure you. Go ahead. So Pasuk in Zechariah, go ahead, Rashi. Sam Hamavis. It's poisonous for behemoths. So Rashi gives you two distinct reasons. Yes? Why we assume that what? Why we assume that a hirduf is not considered to be good. Now a hirduf is a certain type of herb or tree that grows on the Sfasanar and has these blossoms. So Gemara says it can't be good. And Rava and Rashi's Masber, the two different reasons why this is so. Now, let's take a look, Lamaisa. Let's take a look, and we'll go back to it, but I want to first focus on that Tosis. Let's see the Tosis. Darcha, Darcha, Noam, and then Ha'emes. Okay? Go ahead. Read that Tosis. Darcha.
Darcha, Darcha, Noam. V'hamivaris asayadayim, kikotzim, shiroshayalam, osin, chadikimacha.
Right, it cuts his hands like thorns. And they're made like what? Sharp, like a needle. Go ahead. Emes.
Emes va shalom ahavo. Zehu ina lo emes lo shalom shehu azri lasam. Lasam hamavis.
Kach pirish. So Rashi, it's not emes, it's not truth or not shalom because it's poisonous. And therefore it makes what? Makes the animal sick. So it's not emes, it's not shalom. Okay, go ahead.
Yalchinam guzkak. Lomar tam bifnei atno. Okal
kra. Akol kra. What does that mean? For nothing. Alchina means for nothing. Huskuk was Rashi required to say a separate reasoning for each pasuk. Go ahead. The chol what? What do you mean each one shayach atarvayu? Plug it in. Plug it in, Lamaisa. According to what? We said according to what? You said drachah darchei noam is an issue of what? That's going to cut you. Right? So what does he mean to say? He said each reason is what shayach. Right? Atavayu. What does Rashi need to divide it up and say that what? What do you say by Darche Da'om? That it cuts your hands. What do you say by Emes V'Shalom? Causes poison to behemoths. Let me ask you a question. In theory, when you cut your hands, is that Emes? Is that Shalom? That's not emes, that's shalom. Shem only wants good things for people. So why did Rashi have to come in a new reason of poisonous for behemoths? It could have also been a concern of cutting your hands of emes and shalom. And conversely, what is the conversely? Conversely is that what? Is that drache dachinom would be a problem of what? It would be a problem of poisonous things. The Torah's ways are ways of pleasantness. The fact that the brios of a Kodesh Baruch get hurt with that, that also should be a breach of what? That should be a breach of drache dachinom. So why did Rashi need to splice it? That's what Tais is bothered by. Okay? For what reason did Rashi have to say this? Valchinam huskuk lomer tam b'fnei atzmo achol kro. Each one is shy for each one. That's what he means, Tysus. Okay? Each one is shy for both reasons. So it's very difficult, Lamaisa. This Rashi is very, very difficult. However, Tysus continues. Go ahead. Umitoch. You see from Rashi that Hirduf is considered to be the same thing as Hirdufuni. Why? The Perikelu what? Which is very wrong, Tysus is going to learn. Hirduf is different than Hirdufuni. We're going to see. Go ahead. The Mishnayos over there talking about what deems an animal a treifa. Someone, if an animal has a blood clot, achuzes dam, number one, vamushenis, or it has smoke, it's been smoked, okay? In other words, it's been breathing in smoke. Or v'sha'achle herdefuni, or it what? Or it ate what? Ate herdefuni, which is what? Which is sama mavis lebehema. Correct? Which is considered to be sama mavis, which is poisonous to a behemoth. Does that deem the animal as being what? Yeah. Does that deem the animal as being a treifa or not? No, it doesn't. Does not deem the animal as being a treifa. Treifa, by definition, is what? An animal dies without shechita. So it says in the Mishnah over there that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be kosher. It's not a treifa. Go ahead. V'efshar what?
V'efshar lomar kach, Cain.
It's impossible to say that what? Hirdufuni is the same as hirduf. Go ahead. Oh, period. Here defuni is good for maror. Here defuni with the yud is good for maror. We're going to write it on the board. Here defuni is good for maror. However, hirdof, later in the same Gemara Mesachim, go ahead.
The hirdof pasul.
Pasul hasa mishum.
Also
mishum the dama matza. Mishum dama matza min zroyim. It mar must be a minzera, must be a seed, not a wood, not an eitz. So what do you see from that Gemara? Let's get this, Donnie. What do you see from that Gemara? That hirdufuni is not the same as hirduf. They are two different things. And what's the raya? Hirdufuni is good for mar. Hirduf is not good for mar. Ella what? So you see from what? You see from... And what does our Gemara ask? What does our Gemara ask? This is what I want to point out to you. What does our Gemara ask? It says, Ema what? Hirduf. Hirduf should be good. And the Rashi learned that hirduf is a problem because why? Because it's poisonous. It's poisonous for behema. So you see from Rashi that what? That the same thing, that hirdufuni and hirduf are the same thing. But Tais says that's wrong. The Gemara Mesachim shows that it's wrong. Because hirdufuni is good for mara, hirduf is not good for mara. So obviously they're two different things. And Rashi put it together. It was the same thing. The Gemara says there on Lamed Tesem and Aleph and Sochem, it says Beferish, a regional Lashon, it says that Hirdufuni is good for Mar.
Where does Rashi ever put them together?
I'm going to show you. It says like this, Tana Debei Reb Shmuel, Eilu Yerok Hashanam Yotzim Enichuvasu Pesach, Bechazeres Pulushim Tavach Harinu, Bacharigin Everhudethin. Hirdufuni is Hirdufuni. Then later in the Gemara says what? Let Hirduf be good. Aim at Hirduf, the Gemara says, no, it's a minzera. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara in Pesachim that Hirdufuni is good for Marer, and Hirduf is what? Hirduf is not good for Marer. So thereby you see they're two different things. Now, Rashi here said the Gemara said that it's considered to be a Hirduf, right? Yes? And the Gemara says, what do you do with Hirduf? So you look in Maseches Chulin. What does it say in Chulin? What is the case that it gives in Chulin? What is the case in Chulin Dani? We said, what daf is it? Anun Chesim and Beis, what deems in a treifa? And what appears? What appears there? It says, what? Hirdufuni. It says, Hirdufuni. says Achuzis Dama Shenem Sel Shachla Herdefuni. It says in the Mishnah is Kshera. It's considered to be kosher. It's not deemed to be a treifa. If you eat an animal, shecht an animal that had eaten these things, it had a blood clot, it was smoked, or it's mitzunenis, it had a cold, or you fed it here to funi. So Rashi puts the two together, Donnie. He said in our Gemara, what did he say? Hirduf is bad. Why is Hirduf bad? Why is Hirduf bad, Rashi said? Because it's poisonous for a behema. And what does the Gemara say there in Chulin? It says Hirdufuni. And our Gemara is Hirduf. So Rashi puts the two together. They're the same thing. They're both Sama Mavis Levehema. So Toy says that can't be. Because the Gemara in what? The Gemara in Sochim says that Hirdufuni is good for Martin. Hirduf is not good.
Why can't Argamar be arrived that
also,
that they're also different?
We'll see what Tais is going to say. But he's saying Lamaisa the Gemara Sochim. Lamaisa is clearly what clear on a riot. Go ahead, Svi Ella what Ella Hainu.
Hainu the low chashu low noam low shalom.
Why? Please get that down. So what is Tais saying? What is Tais saying? Tais is cholik on Rashi. Tosis says you don't have two different reasons. It's one reason and one reason alone. Because when you use these things, if you grab these things for hadasim, it's not pleasant and it's not shalom. Plug in the same puzzle because it scratches your hands. Get this down. So Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi said that what? It's not pleasant because it scratches your hands. It's not shalom and ava because why? It's poisonous for behemoths. That's Rashi. Two different reasons. Comes along Tosis says that's not true. Tosis says it's one reason for both. Scratching your hands is a problem not being dark and noam. It's also a problem not being what emes for shalom. So Tosis is chaylik on Rashi. Completely. Go ahead. V'hai taima. Go ahead.
V'hai taima lo havi matzil l'memar. Gavin mar. Shiachalim.
Oh, so now what's he bothered by? Why did the Gemara say Hirduf is bad for Marr? Why did the Gemara say Hirduf is bad for Marr? Because it's not a min what? It's not a min zera. Why didn't the Gemara say because it's what? Why did the Gemara say because it's not what? It's not pleasant. Why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara comes out with a new reasoning of Sochem. Why Hirduf is a problem of Mar. What's the reason? Because not a min zera. Why does it have to come out in this effect that it's a min zera? Just say it's not dark and on. Go ahead. No, Yochel Lekocho, you can smash it. You can smash it that it will not be so what? It won't be so bad. Go ahead. Or you can remove its stems. Velecho, and eat it. Please get this down. The Rishash brings a raya from here that you can grate marer for the Seder. That's what I did in Pesach. Some poskim say you shouldn't grate it because it takes away from its strength. You see that Tosis says black on white that it's okay. Theoretically, you can grate it down. So you bring a raya from this Tosis, Lecho Lomai, so you can grate marer. Some poskim didn't like it because maybe you're taking away from its bitterness. You see that Tosis allows it. So what does Tosis say? So why is Hirduf a problem of Marer? Because that means Zera. Why didn't the Gemara just say it's not a problem of Dark Enom or not a problem of what?
Emes v'shalom.
Emes v'shalom. You know why? Because I can fix it myself. I can fix it myself. I can smash it down. I can remove the stems. And it won't be a problem of pleasantness or lack of shalom and ava. That's why the Gemara has to come out with a new reasoning of what? Min Zera to be a problem. Everyone cop that? That's why the Gemara needs to say it. And we're bringing a riot where Shash says they're able to grate Marr. It's not a problem. Tosfos is willing to do it. Only reason why it's not good is because Min Zera. Go ahead, finish it up. You know what? Do the same thing by Minim. Do the same thing by Hadas. Remove the thorns. No problem. I can make that good. It won't scratch my hands. What's the answer? I'm not allowed to finagle with that because what do I need when it comes to what? When it comes to Arbaminim, Menhem and Beis, Atzei Shittim Omdin, Kedera Kedilasan. You have to hold the lulav like it grows. You can't hold it backwards, right? You can't hold it horizontally. You hold it vertically. If I start picking out the stems, that's not the way it grew. That's not the Chefsa. Memela, I will not be Yotze. Okay? So Memela, Taisu says, that when it comes to what? When it comes to lulav, I don't have that choice. When it comes to lulav, I don't have that choice. So Memela, that's why the Gemara says, Dracha Darchenon, by Hirduf. And that's why the Gemara says, Emes V'Sholom, by Hirduf. Why doesn't it say it by what? By maror? Because I can remove it myself. There's no halacha. What's the halacha of maror? The halacha of maror is what? What is the halacha of maror? Eating. I eat the maror. There's no din of kederach kedilasa. I don't hold the maror. I eat it. So therefore, there's no concern if I smashed it down or if I removed the stems. You got me? The reason why I heard it was a problem is not minzera. Now, get this nakuda, please. Okay? Very important nakuda. You learn this whole mahalach here, you got to ask yourself the following. Why, Taka, is it that here the funi is kosher for murder? That's what Adam asked me in Seder. It's a great kasha. Why is here the funi good? What's the answer for that? Why is here the funi good? Because here the funi is considered to be what? Here the funi is a minzera. Here the funi is considered to be a minzera. And therefore, it's considered to be okay. It's not a problem. But isn't it what? Isn't it a problem of what? Isn't it a problem that maybe it's considered to be what? Maybe it's poisonous for a behemoth, or maybe it might stick you or whatever. The answer I want to bring out is the following, I believe. The mitzvah of maror is eating. The mitzvah of maror is to taste the bitterness. Do you know the Gemara says in Pesachim, Akuf Tet Vavam Beis, Bala maror. If you swallow the maror, lo yotza. You are not yotza. Bala matza, the din is you are yotza. Because you must taste the maror. The matzah, you need to have the ability to taste it, but you don't have to practically taste it. So when it comes to the maror, the pshat is, when it comes to the maror, the achila, lamais, if it's a min zera, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be fine. It's the mriris you want to have. You want to have the bitterness. You want to have the taste. That it's considered to be bitter, the shibud of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Allah lamais, what Taisva says, is that that's not considered to be a problem. As long as here the funi is a min zera, you are yotze, yotza, maror. However, here doof, you are not yotze, lo yotza, Allah says, not lo min zera. It's not min zera. Now, this is why I want to suggest why it's considered to be good. Now, it's a little bit difficult. Why is this a little bit difficult, what I'm suggesting? Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos did entertain the notion of what? He did entertain the notion of Darchei Noam and Emes V'Sholem by Maror, didn't he? Didn't he entertain that? And he said, I can take it out. I can take care of it. But he did entertain it. He didn't say what I just said. He didn't say that what? That, you know what? Oh, since it's to get the bitterness, it's no problem at all. You follow what I'm saying? So that's why I'm a little bit bothered by, is this necessarily correct what we're saying? We got to think about it more, though. You follow what I'm saying? But there is no doubt, and we're going to go over it now. There is no doubt here the funi is good for Mara and Hirduf is not. That shows are two different things. The way Rashi said it up there, the same thing. Donnie asked me, how do you know Rashi says the same thing? Because our Gemara says Hirduf, it says poisonous for a behemoth, right? And that's exactly what the Mishnah said in Chulin. The Mishnah says in Chulin, here the funi. Our Gemara says Hirduf. That Mishnah don't hear the funi. So you see from Rashi to the same thing. They're not the same thing, Tyson says. They're not the same thing at all. Where did I prove they're not the same thing? From Maror. You see that they're not the same thing from Maror. The only thing I'm just bothered by, guys, is you've got to ask this. You follow me? Is why is here the funi taka good for Maror? So I suggested as far as that it's because it's bitter. So you want to have the bitterness, Lamais. As long as it's a minzera, you want to have the bitterness. But I don't know if that's necessarily right, because Tysus went through a whole cheshbon to say, by hirduf, the reason why you're not yotze is because of minzera. And he says what? He says, why is it not a dark and alum? Because I can remove it. Why didn't you just say what I said? That it's bitter, you know what I mean? And therefore I don't care about it being pleasant. He didn't say like I said. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why Lamaisa, we have to leave that din, we have to know the dinin, we got to ask yourself, why is that so? All the Rishonim don't touch it. They just assume it's a davar pashut. Since this is a minzera, you're fine. There's nothing to talk about, that's it. So that's what I was thinking. As long as it's a minzera, so then you can't talk about what? Derachei derachenoam, or you can't talk about, because as long as I know that it's a minzera, it fits the bill, it's fine. You see, here the funi, you're not yotzik, it's not a minzera, but lamaisa, nor tesis pilpli, maybe I could have come up with another reason. It could have come up with another reasoning. The bottom line is that it's not good because it's not a minzera, but Tosis did try to come up with another reasoning. He did try. What I'm just thinking to myself is that maybe once you say something's a minzera, you don't bring up dark enough. That's it. That's the din. Something's a minzera, Hashem wants you to have a minzera that you feel bitterness. You want to bring up something that's not a minzera, then maybe you can start pilpling, oh, maybe it's not dark enough. You follow what I'm saying? It's like the Ikar reasoning is minzera, not minzera. If it's a minzera, it's good. Done. You can't bring up dark enough. Because the nature of it is to experience the bitterness, like I said. Like we said. But something that's not a minzera, then maybe you can pilpul. Maybe this item's good. It can't be if it's dark enough. Maybe something along those lines we could suggest, perhaps. But lamaisa, we have a fundamental machlokes here, lamaisa, regarding what? Regarding this din. And you see, from Mari, you have to experience the bitterness, because bala Mari, swallow it, you don't experience, you're not yotze. Bala matza, you definitely are what? You're definitely a yotze alpitin. Okay? So we got this? Yes, Adam, go ahead.
Two questions on the issue of if you take out the thorns, it wouldn't be derech b'dilasan, then how are you able to take out the berries?
That's a good kasha, because I don't think you're not changing the hefts of the hadas. You're just taking off the external berries. You follow me?
You're taking off the external thorns.
Yeah, but they're not really external. It's a good kasha, you're saying. We're going to view the thorns as being part of the actual hefts. That's what you got to say. The berries, we say not that way. The rye is, if there are more berries than leaves, you call it a pre. You know what I mean? Do you call it an H or you call it a pre? So you see that it's viewed as a different concept completely. Whereas the kotzim are part of the whole chafsa. But it's a very good har. Yes, Yehuda?
Also, there are hadassim that grow without berries, right? So if you take off berries, then it's still the way that hadassim grow. But the hirdif grows with thorns on it. There are no hirdif that grow without thorns. So if you take off the thorns, you're changing the entire chafsa.
Okay, that could be good. That's a good sfarah too as well. Very good, excellent. Okay, good. So everyone got this? Rashi's difficult, Lamaisa. You have to come up with try to come up with a mahalach to try to frame for Rashi. The Aruch Lanier does, but Lamaisa Taisa is a very, very strong kasha. And I want to just point out what Taisa says in Psachim, and then we got to go fight. Taisa does say in Psachim the following. He says the Gemara says Hirdo should be good for Marer. What was the Gemara's answer? That it's not a minzera. So Tosfos says here in Psachim, well, why did the Gemara give another answer? So one, Tosfos says the Gemara could have given that answer. The Gemara could have given that answer. So I want you to get that down. Tosfos Psachim and Lamatesim and Al says the Gemara could have given that answer, but this was a better answer, minzera. El Dimashani Shapar Tfei. It could have given an answer that's not pleasant because it's Sama Mavis Libahaman. So the Gemara, according to Tosfos, with Rashi's pshat, gives another reason why Hirduf is considered to be a problem, because it's considered to be Sama Behema. And Tosfos points out the two different Sama Mavises. So maybe they're not exactly the same. Maybe they're not exactly the same, Tosfos says. But the bottom line is that Tosfos here, I want you to get, has one answer that the Gemara could have said that Hirduf is not good for Marer because it's a problem of breach of Darchei Noam. So Tosfos Taka says the Gemara could have given that answer. Okay. Our Tosfos doesn't say that. Our Tosfos says that the Gemara didn't give that answer because you could have removed it and gotten out of the problem. The truth is, I'm thinking to myself now, one sec, Donnie, that maybe this Tosfos by Psachim is cholik on the other Tosfos. So maybe it's a machlok in the post where you're allowed to grate the Marer. Art, we brought a riot from our Tosfos, you're allowed to grate the Marer. Are you allowed to grate the Marer? You're allowed to grate the Marer because why? Because it won't get rid of the taste. Because he says, I'm willing to do that, it wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't that mess up the Marer? You see from Tyson, no, it's fine. I'm saying Tyson himself says, no, Hirduf is a problem of what? Darachah, Darachinon. That's what Tyson writes himself. Our Tyson himself Taisim Sukh Muskolik and Artisis. That Hirdif is a problem of what? Is a problem of Drachadacham. Why is it a problem? Just get rid of it. Just grade it. So must be that Taisim Sukham holds you cannot grade it. You hear my Kiddush?
You're from Taisim.
Yeah, it's a machlokes in two Taisim, I want to say. That machlokes in Poskim is a machlokes in Taisim Sukh and Taisim Sukham. Because Taisim Sukham, you follow what I'm saying, says that theoretically the Gemara could give an answer that Darche Noam is the reason why Hirdif is not kosher for Morer. Why? Why is Darche Noam a problem? Just get rid of it. Get rid of the stems, grade it down. Must be Taisim Sukham, you can't do that. Because you take away from its sharpness. So the machlokes in Poskim is a machlokes in two Taisim and Shas. Our Taisimus? And Taisus where? Taisus himself. You follow what I'm saying? That's good for the machlokes. Yes, Donnie?
If it's just a samovis for the behemoths, why do we care? Like, why is that?
Because it's not a healthy thing, Lamaisa, that the brias of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what Aruch HaNer says, are going to be hurt by it.
We care about the behemoths?
Yeah, we care. We're Tzar Bali Chaim, it's the Raisa. Tzar Bali Chaim, it's the Raisa. We care. Yes, we do care.
It's not poisonous for human beings?
Right. It's not poisonous for human beings, of course. We're talking about for behemoths, but that still bothers us. Okay? All right, we got that? Yes, Adam.
And how do we save Rashi in this case?
Yes, I'm saying the Aruch HaNer, based on what Taisus says in Sochem, that there are two types of Sama Mavis. Maybe they're not exactly the same, according to Rashi. Maybe you have to say they're not exactly the same. Okay? That might be a possibility of reading Rashi. But I want you to get this Machlokes, and I want you to get that Din, the difference in Hirdif and Hirdifuni, and why is one good and the other not good, and the Chiddush we have with the Taisus in whether you're allowed to grade it. Okay, bite it now. Go ahead, Svi. Let's see. Okay? So we got the din, we have the poskim. Now, of course, we have to mention this before we go bite it, that anytime there's a poskim mentioned in Nach, it's called Divrei Kabbalah. Is Divrei Kabbalah a Divrei Torah Dami or not? Machlokes Balamor, Rebar Tzaloni. There's a din mentioned in Navi or Nach. This is from Mishlei and Scharia. The Rechadah comes from Mishlei. The other pos is from Scharia. Does that have the status of being the Arise or not? Normally we say it's a machlokes, but here we're mamish using this as what? We're mamish using this for a deraisa to determine which chefs is good. So basically, what you have to say is that we have a mesorah what it was. We just want to determine lemais, and this is what we said yesterday from the Rambam. Okay, you have to say this poshut shot from the Rambam. We said in Mor Nevuchim is that we had a mesorah about what is considered to be a lulav and an esrog. No doubt, we have a proper mesorah of what a luvanesu, we just want to make a drasha, how we knew that. That's what you got to say. We just want to make a drasha, how we knew that, halacha lamaisa. Okay? That's what you got to say, because otherwise, lamaisa, we should get into a machlis divrei kabbalah, ki divrei torah dami. The Rambam writes, we chose these minim because they're in Eretz Yisrael. We want to determine lamaisa, how we made this drasha. Okay. Now, before we go right to the Gemara, I want you to get this shiloh. Okay? Machlis in Rishonim. Do we need this whole thing to be what? To be covered or not? Halacha lemaisa. Must it be covered? When we say that it's, you know, the leaves cover the eitz, must it be completely covered or not? So the Ra'ah writes, halacha lemaisa. He says that lemaisa, he says, Sarsha enough of you on kofinis eitzo, shegiya rosha shal olo zel etzadi karoso zeh. Meaning it has to cover only Rov. You don't have to cover the whole thing. So when you talk about the Hadas, the leaves only have to cover Rov. They don't have to cover the whole thing. And he says, Yesh Sovereign, then not that way. That if you don't cover the whole thing, Halach Lamaisa, it's possible. There are others that say, no, it has to be covered the whole way. So it's 2 days, Halach Lamaisa, when we say this din of Lachasas is an eight, and the Shail is whether what has to cover the whole thing or not, Halach Lamaisa. Okay. So we said that an olive's not good, and the chestnut is not good, yes? And the hirdif is not good. Now let me ask you, okay? Why did the Gemara say the chestnut is not good? Okay?
Doesn't cover it.
Why is the olive not good? Because the chisaron of what?
Avos.
Says the Shiboli Alekit. Please get this. Says the Shiboli Alekit. Very interestingly, he says the reason in Siman Shunin Bey is why an olive is bad is because it doesn't cover the whole thing. Why is that difficult, Sweet? Because what did the Gemara say? By olive it said what?
Avos.
It said avos. And he's bringing in what?
Kofin.
He's bringing in kofin. Correct. So please get this. He says the girsa is wrong. He quotes his brother, Reb Binyamin, who had a different girsa. And the girsa was, Ve'ema dulbo b'inun avos v'leik, Ve'ema zesa ba'navov. You have to flip it. So it comes out that the reason by there, even though there are some olives that are plated, but it's still not good because it doesn't cover. So I want you to get that. There's a different girsa in the Gemara, that the reason why an olive is a problem is because of covering. Our Gemara said it was a problem, as Svi said very nicely, because it was an issue of avos. But there are some zaysim that are avos, that are grow, you know, with the triple vertex, and therefore you're going to have to change the girsa around. And the truth is, the Yushalmi seems to say this beferish. Perek Gimel Lachabes. Ein tamar zaysa, and it says an issue of the problem, the avos that doesn't cover. Halacha
l'maisa. Wouldn't that be a kavah chomer? If it doesn't cover, it's not going to be
avos. Well, not that it's a kavah chomer. Someone brought up that kavah chomer of how much it has to cover, like by a luluf, right? Kavah chomer from luluf, halacha l'maisa, it has to what? That has to cover the whole thing. It was a kavah chomer from luluf. But l'maisa, that's a machleish in Rishonim. So I want you to get that girsa down, halacha l'maisa. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, I think it makes a lot of sense that there are two ramifications that are required here. Two conditions. What are the two conditions? You need the olav to be ritzufin, and you need them to be covering. And therefore, the makshin thought avos, and you need chofin etzetzo. He didn't know the mitzias of the olives and the chestnuts. And the Gemara says, these are the mitzias. So the bottom line is, to get down in our minds, the qualifications for a kosher hadas, is it needs to be avos. There's a triple vertex, and it also must be what? Also must cover the leaves. Okay, this brings us to the second Tysus speak. Go ahead, let's see the second Tysus. Go ahead, the bottom Tysus. Go ahead. Can it perish b'kuntres? So what does Rashi say? You see this, guys? Three from one vertex on one side. Rashi's a Pella. Three on one vertex on one side. Go ahead. Right. So he says that when we talk about the two and one, Rashi says the one is on the what? The one is on the bottom. I want you to get this down. The Rambam says not that way. Okay? The Rambam Pirik Zayin Halacha Beis says the third one is on top. Rashi says the third one is on the bottom. The Ritva says either or is a problem. But I want you to get all three shittas. The Ritva says the Olech is Ola or Yorin Matmi Akanshal Shnayim. So Rashi says the third one is below. Rambam says the third one is above. Ritva says either or. So what does Taisa say? Go ahead, V'chumra. This is crazy what Rashi's saying. Go ahead. There's no way you can find three at once from one vertex. So therefore, Tosis argues on that definition of Rashi of Tolas Karfi B'chad Kina. Go ahead. Oh, it means on the same line. Shem B'chad Kina Mikri K'shem Smuchim Edvukim Zebezeh. Afa Gav, Afa Pi. Even though each one is on the stem, its own stem, as long as it's on the same line, it's fine. Go ahead. B'chein, Kamo. It's like three guys sitting in one thing. Can Amr Perak Akonis? Three palm trees are one root. Kamo Kane? Yeah, they're not from one stem, stem, but they're from three different stems, but they're on the same line. So it's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and get the Machlokes Rambam and Rashi and the Ritva, is the third one considered to be on top? Or is it considered to be not be on top? Okay, so we have this. The Farish Machloek is what? The Farish Machloek is in Rishonim Lamaisa. What this means? Okay, now we normally assume like Taisus. Otherwise, it's impossible to find a lulav that's going to be Meshulash. Now Halacha Lamaisa, please get this. Hadas must be Meshulash Lechachila from top to bottom. You always start from the top. You get messed up if you're. It has to be Rov. Has to be Meshulash from where? From the top. So the most important point is the top. Most Mehudr Hadas says it's Meshulash from top to bottom. So the halacha is very, very clear here, Lamaisa, that we want to make sure it's Meshulash on the same line coming from the first piece. Halacha Lamaisa. Now the shaila is, And this is what I want you to get down, is two and two. Let's say two on top of two. What do you say on that? So the Rama writes, in Tuf Resh Mem Vav Siv Gimel, he says, you know what, the bottom line, it's very hard to find three from one point. And there's an opinion which when you get to in the Gemara that Ahamashugan Ahadas is kosher, Ahadashot is kosher. So he says, Allah Almighty says, Shnaim Ashnaim is not a Meshuggah Nahadas. And therefore he says that you would be Yotze with it, Allah Almighty. So I want you to get that Ramah. Two on top of two would be good. Two on top of two would be good, Allah Almighty. It's interesting that he wants to say like that. He wants to say, Lamaisa, that two on top of two would be considered to be good, Allah Almighty. And that's what he wants to tie in, because he says there's one sheet that says a Meshuggah Nahadas anyway is kosher, even though we might not paskin like that, but he says, two on one would be a Meshuggah on one sheet that says possible, one sheet discussion, but two on two, he says, it's not a Meshuggah Nahadas, and he says it would be Yotze. But as I said, we strive to try to get what? We strive to try to get the best one, and that is three from one what? From one vertex. Okay.
Were they holding the case of the Yavish that the top, only if the top one's Yavish, but the rest of them are Loch, then it would be fine still?
Well, we're gonna get to that, Donnie.
That ratio that holds.
We're gonna get to that, Lamai said that if that's shy, if that's possible. Some say in Mitzias that's impossible. It's a very good kash what you're asking. Some say in Mitzias it's absolutely impossible to have such a thing that one is lach and the other's not lach.
Why is it trash from the top?
Yeah, I guess practically it's very hard to what? Very hard to have such a scenario that one is lach and one is not, you know. One is not locked. Some say in Mitzias it's impossible. Some say it's okay, you know. All right, Lamaisa, let's say the Shita now. The Primogodim writes that if the Primogodim says that the leaves are wet and the stem is dry, he says it's possible. The Primogodim Siman Tov Resh Mem Vav and Eishal Ram Siv Kor Ches says, like you, that if the Eitz is Yavish and the leaves are wet, it's possible. Magen Ram says that's ridiculous. He says no Mitzias like that. That the Eitz is Yavish and the leaves are wet.
There's a picture in the book.
But the Magen Avraham in Tov Resh Mem Hei Sivka and Hei says no such Mitzias. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura, he says it's kosher. Itaka says it's kosher. The Yavish Eitz the Olim Lachim, he says it's kosher. Mishnah Brura Tov Resh Mem Vav Sivka and Chav says that's kosher. So that's interesting. As long as the leaves are wet, that's all we care about. According to Mishnah Brura B'Shin and B'Kur Yaakov, it's going to be kosher. Okay, that's a Chiddush. Okay, Tzvi, let's see the Gemara now. Watch this Gemara now, guys, how we read it, okay? There's a very interesting Chiddush that comes out. Go ahead. So what does Kalua mean? Braided. Braided or twisted. Go ahead, Vidome. It's like a chain, you know? It's like a chain, the Zohadas. Yes? You got me? It's like a chain. So that's Avos. That's usually what Avos means. Avos is Kalua. They're synonyms. Go ahead. Oh, so the eitz is the same taste as the fruit, yes? And therefore that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the hadas. Is that correct? Yeah? So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, that what? And this is what the Ran says. I want you to get this. The Ran says, Rav Lozman Yaakov holds that the getter of hadas we learn from anaf eitz, not like the chum. How did the chum learn their drasha from? Tzvi? Avos. What did Rav Lozman ben Yaakov learn from? Anaf eitz. No, he learned from anaf eitz. You see, there's three words in the Torah there. Anaf eitz avos. This is a very interesting, you got to look at it. The chachamim learned from the word avos. You got me? Ayin beis vav tof. What does Rav Lozman ben Yaakov learn from? Eitz. Eitz, anaf eitz. So he learns on anaf eitz. So you see, there's a different which one, and the truth of the word anaf, a lot of times, is, you know, a pay and a bays are flipped. So anaf could be anav. What does anav mean? I mean, the grape. It says to be the taste of the fruit. And that's the din halacha l'maisa, okay? So we see beferish l'maisa that lichtan l'achila, that the berries of the hadas are ra'ui l'achila, the Yushalmi says. They're chayv and maisa, they have to be edible. It's not so pashut. The Gemara says in Menachis, on Chavzayim Rav, there are two types of lulavim. Some manufacture fruit, some don't. So therefore, a hadas, mashra, doesn't make fruit. You know what the Gemara says in Menachis? There are two types of the arba minim that make fruit, and two that don't. So it's mashra, the hadas is not the one that makes fruit. Okay, Lamaisa, it's a shiloh whether what? Whether the fruit of the hadasim are edible or not. Yushalmi mashma that it is, and the Bavli says it's not. Okay, what's difficult with this drasha though? What's difficult with this drasha of eight shetam eight so perio shavim?
You don't eat it.
What is that more familiar with? We didn't learn the Gemara inside, but I think we once Esrog, mentioned it. Esrog. That's the drasha for Esrog and Lamed Ham and Aleph. That's the drasha. So the Ritva asked this kasha. He says that's the drasha for Esrog. So Esrog is the only thing that has Tam Etzu Per Yoshava, not a Hadas. So what is his girsa? Please get this down. Donnie, get this down. The Ritva's girsa is Eitz Avos. Eitz She'anaf chofenis eitzo. Cancel the whole thing. It's eitz. She'chofenis eitzo. We've been talking about two conditions. Avos and chofenis eitzo, covering. So he has completely different gears. And not eitz she'tam eitzo per yoshava. It's eitz she'anaf of chofenis eitzo. It covers the wood. It's a completely different gearsa. So according to the Ritva, what's the machlaikis? According to the Chachamim, we need avos. What is avos? You need the avos to be what? You need them to be the three triple plated. Corner of Blazer ben Yaakov, what do you need the leaves to be doing? You need them to be covering the wood. That's the machlaikis. So therefore, Lamaisa, you have to change it to what? What's the girsa? Eitz she'anaf of chofenis eitzo. Okay, and that's the, some people had an old girsa in the Rith. She'tam eitzo v'anaf of shova. Tam eitzo v'anaf of shova. So according to the Ritva, it has nothing to do with it. And I was very, very happy when I saw this Ritva, because the bottom line is, I always thought that was a famous drasha Lagabi Esro. And the Gemara incorporates it here by Hadas. According to the Ritva, no, it never said such a thing. In fact, what it's saying is the requirement of what? It's the requirement, so please get that Ritva down. So it comes out according to the Ritva, it's a good Bikiyas question. Where is the drasha Eitzovish, Perio Shove? Lamed Hey Amanav Esro, that's the most famous. But people don't remember Lamed Beis and Med Beis by what? Hadas. Also has it by Hadas. Says the Ritva, no, it's not true. It's a different girsa. It's Tam Eitz She'anaf Chofenis Eitzo. Okay. Next in now, let's see how to read this now. Very clearly. Let's get this, okay? We got to finish it up. Go ahead, because I want to get to the finish up this brisa. Go ahead, Tana.
Tana Eitz Avos Kasher V'Shinu Avos Pasol.
Oh. If it's Eitz Avos, it's Kasher. Eino Avos, it's Pasol. Go ahead, hey Chidami. What's the case of Avos? Right, three and one, we had the Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Go ahead, Rav Kahana. He said even Trevachad is good. Go ahead. He took a look for one like that. Because Hoyle, go ahead. What's Hoyle mean? What's Hoyle? Since Vinafik says it came out in the Puna Rav Kahana, if it came out of the mouth of Rav Kahana, I got to do it, Rav Kahana. Go ahead. So it's unbelievable. They must hold the Hadash show at this kosher. That's what we said. There's a sheep in the Gemara. Go ahead.
Amar le, Mar Bar Mimar Ravashi.
He said Abba Meimar Lahu what? That Hadas.
Lahu Hadash
Shote Karle. Lahu Hadash Shote Karle. It's a Meshugana Hadas. You're not Yotze. So it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. The Meshugana Hadas is good or not? We paskin that it's not good. So I want you guys to get this. Please get this. Okay? How do you read this brisa? It said Tana right after this brisa beforehand. We always have to be in tune to how to read the Gemara. Can't skim it. The Rabbeinu Yerucham has a comment here. He says, Legabi the din avos, if it's not avos, it's pasul. Did the Gemara ever say that about Eitzim Mechasim Eitzo or not? Never said that once, correct? It said if it's not avos, it's pasul. Did it say if it doesn't cover the Eitzim, it's pasul? I didn't see that in our Gemara. Did you guys see that? No, I didn't see that. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says like this. I want you to get this. He says, this is a simen. This din of avos is a simen to determine that it's a min hadas. You know what a simen means? What is a simen?
Symbol.
It's a sign. It's a symbol. Correct. Once I've determined that I'm dealing with the right min, and avos has proved that, I don't need it to cover it completely. That's why it never says if it doesn't cover it, it's possible.
It does or it doesn't matter.
We assume as long as it's a min hadas, it's fine. The avos tells me that it's a min hadas, therefore I don't need it to cover. And that's why it never says, halacha l'maisa, that what? That it's possible if it doesn't cover it. So I want you to get this down. There's a chiddush nifl of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. What is the Rabbi Yerucham assuming, guys? What is he assuming? That avos and machasas eitzo are what? Are simonim. As long as I have one simon, it's enough to prove that it's a haratz. So even if I don't have the other one, it's fine. Yes? But which one is indispensable? Which one is the indispensable simon? Avos. Said beferish. If it's not avos, it's pasul. Yes? So the one simon that is slam dunk that is a haratz is avos. Therefore, it never appears if it's not machasetzo, it's apostle. Yes? However, there was one of the great Gedol Achronim, Rav Lozen Meir Horovitz, the great Goyim. Rav Lozen Meir Horovitz says no. He says, I want to read the Gemara differently. This Brisa that you read nicely, Svi, is Tana. Yes? He says it's a continuation of the previous Brisa of the Tana Rabbanim. How is it a continuation? It's a continuation of Lozen Ben Yaakov, meaning to say what? According to the Ma'at number that Elvis is a Simon Hadas, then once I fulfill one of those Simonim, I don't need what all the other Simonim. Yes? Like I just said, if it's Elvis, I don't need it to cover. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? Not true. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the Simon of Hadas is what, Svi? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what is the only Simon that is Hadas? Not Elvis, but what? Eitz Vipri Tam? Is Shavet, or like the not like the Ritva's Gersa. So therefore, that's the only simon. And therefore, the fact that Avos is not a simon, it's a Tanai. It's a Tanai. You got what I'm saying? What's the difference, guys, between a simon and a Tanai? What does Tanai mean, Donnie?
A condition.
You know what the Rav Lozen Meir Horovitz says? The simon is that it's Eitz V'Tam V'Shavet. That's a simon that it's a Havas. But I'll tell you one thing. An avos is not a simon, it's a tnai. And if you don't have it, you're done. If you don't have it, you're done. That's why it's a continuation of Rav Lozen Ben Yaakov. Rav Lozen Ben Yaakov said, my determination, eight of time, Shavuot period, that's a hadas. But I want you to know there's a tnai needed. And that tnai is considered to be what? That tnai is considered to be avos. And if you don't have avos, you're done. Now, if you have the Ritva's Gersa, what's the simon? What was the Ritva's Gersa? That it covers, instead of Eitz Shava. So the simon is what? That the it covers the leaves, covers the stem. And what's the Tanai? Avos. So that's what I want to bring out to you guys. Avos is not just a simon, it's a Tanai, according to this pshat. Tanai means it's what? It's indispensable. You don't have Avos, you're done. You're not Yotze. I don't care, even if I determine that it's a what? It's a Hadas already. If it's not avos, it's not meshulish, the word meshulish is avos, then you're done. You're not yotze. What do you mean? I haven't been hadas. But there are certain qualifications that a hadas needs, and that is avos. And that is how you read the Gemara. Rav Lozen Ben Yaakov said, this is the way I know. The first price he said, come in clear. You know, it's covered over together. Lomais, it's avos. It's considered meshulish. Fine. Rav Lozen Ben Yaakov said, eight time to shove it. No, I hold the min hadas, it's eighth time of show, but I want you to know something. Avos is what is indispensable, because why? It's ma'akev, it's a tanai, it's not just a simon, al pi alochim. So that's the chiddush here we want to bring out regarding this din. Okay? That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Alright, now, last thing I want to get to here is, what is the notion of this thing of a meshug and a hadas? You know, a shot is pata for mitzvahs, ker shot of a katan. We call it a meshugan hadas. It's not a person, it's an inanimate object. What does it mean, hadas shaita? It's a strange lashon. And tomorrow we have to get into home out from Rav Zhulti's Zatzal about meshugan hadas. But the din is that it's possible, even though it's a machlekes in the Gemara. But what's a lashon of shaita? So the Ritva and the Ran say the following. I'll tell you why I use the lashon shaita. They say like this. They say it's called like a b'chor me'ein b'chor shaita. Let's say you have a father who's been married twice. So he can have a b'chor. He'll have a b'chor, the first child that he ever had. But with his second wife, this might be her first child ever. It's a b'chor for the mother, but not a b'chor for the father, correct? He has a second wife. So the Ritva and the Ran say the same thing. The b'chor for the mother will not get pishnayim. because he had two wives, and they had what? He had a boy beforehand. So whoever's the firstborn is the Bechor L'Aviv L'Imo. The Sheni is the Bechor L'Imo, not to his father. So too here, it's not a Hadas that's kosher. In other words, the bottom line is that what? It's like it's almost there, but it's not really there. That's why it's called a Shaitan. It's not literally a Shaitan. It means it's a Bechor Shaitan. A Bechor Shaitan means that the Bechor is like he's almost the real Bechor. A Bechor for the mother is not a real Bechor. And the other reason why it's called a Shaitan, because it's not Keseder. A Shaitan has no Seder. And since it has no Seder, it's not considered to be lined up. You know, it's two in one, it's jagged in that sense. So that's why it's another reason why it's called a Shaitan. And the Meiri says that a Lamais, a Hadas Kusher is not where the branches are spread out to the side. A Hadas that's not Avos is called what? It's called Meruvim. Their branches are all over the place. And therefore, Lamais, since there's so many, it's considered to be a Shaitan. It's considered to be enough, and it has so many branches, not considered fine and neat. And the Meiri says, therefore, that's why it's called the Meshugana one. And therefore, Lamais, it says, not plated with the one vertex, it's considered to be too many branches, and therefore it's called a Shaitan in that sense. And we assume that what? That it's going to be possible. We assume it's going to be possible. The Mechaber Paskins, Simen Tofresh Menvav Sif Gimel, as I said, that a Hada Shaitan is possible. The Ramah said, we have a minik, some people do use it. And the Taz says, Halacha Lamaisa, because it's not a mitzvah in a mufkar. But Lamaisa, there's one sheet in the Gemara that said it was good, and he said he shouldn't really use it. But maybe Mikra, then it's not considered to be a psu. So it comes out to be a machlekes in the Mechaber and the Ramah, Lamaisa, should we use the Hada Shaita or not Halacha Lamaisa? There's one more Taisus that we didn't do. Let's just quickly do that. Go ahead, Svi Dulban. Go ahead, what's Dulban?
Dulba.
The first Taisus, we missed that. Go ahead, Dulba.
Dulba, Eitz Armon, Kishnayer, Kula, Hu, Kaf, and Perish Contras.
Yes, it's considered to be braided, like Rashi says. Go ahead. Says in Masechus Hashanah V'Sham, Chashuv Lei. There are 10 types of cedars. So since there are 10 types of cedars, it's listed there. Go ahead. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam says he's wrong. It's not Kalua. So we had two Rashis today that Tais attacked. We didn't have an answer for. He says if you look in it, it's not Kishtarnin. Kishtain, how do you pronounce it? Kishtenayer. Kishtenayer. We called it a chestnut. He says, you look at it, it's not braided. It's not twisted. So he says, Rashi's wrong. He says, his grandfather's not right. So he had two Rashi's, very difficult, Lamaisa. Today, the Taisa attack, Lamaisa, Lagabe, what? And we tried to say the first Rashi a little bit. But what comes out here, guys, is that Halacha Lamaisa. You see again the beauty of the Torah Shema Ped that we can utilize being a Balmidis, being a Mensch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talked about the different cases in Shas yesterday, about Derecha Derecha Noam, that this man of being a Mensch is not just extra, not just one plus to be a good guy, to be a Mensch. Derecha Derecha Noam can determine, Lamaisa, what item you can be Yaitze with a mitzvah min a Torah from, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never give you a Chefsa that's going to hurt you. Shem only wants good things for you. And when you do mitzvahs, he wants you to do mitzvahs in a good way, in a healthy way. Well, it won't hurt you. Doesn't make any sense that Hashem would tell you to do something that what? That would hurt you. Hurt yourself. That's an important halacha. Not just he's a mensch, it's like a bonus. No. You see, part of the very fabric of the halacha to determine what item is kosher is this mandate is to be a mensch. And therefore, we will not use a what? We will not use, what do we say? Dolfa zesa, and what do we say? Er defun. Here the food we will not use. And we will not use kufra for a lulav and a manalav. And if a guy comes to me with a gun in his head and he says, I'm going to shoot that guy unless I cut your hand off. He says, he threatens my life. He says, I'm going to kill you unless you cut your hand off, or I'm going to shoot the guy. No, drachel drachinov. I don't have to be maimed. I'm sorry you want to shoot the guy, but I don't have to maim myself. I don't have to let myself be maimed. Drachel drachinov. The ways that says the Rabbaz and the Chuvis. This is a tremendous mandate. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can what use this to determine a chefs of mitzvah, much more so our lives. We have to become like a walking sefer Torah. That show manifests mitzvah types. That we're a chefs of Torah that manifests mitzvah types. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Let's stop mitzvah. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's begin. Okay.